In an effort to raise awareness and provide comfort to others going through it themselves, this week, actress Olivia Munn announced that she was diagnosed with breast cancer last year. She said she's had 4 surgeries in 10 months, including a double mastectomy. According to Munn, her OBGYN detected her cancer by calculating her breast cancer risk assessment score. And that caught me on her post. And quote, she looked at factors like my age, familiar breast cancer history, and the fact that I had my first child after the age of 30, which also obviously caught my attention. I want to know more. Let's bring in Dr. Eric Brown, breast surgeon co-leader at the Team Karmanis Cancer Institute. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I personally didn't know about this breast cancer risk assessment score. Can you explain that?
Sure. A risk assessment is basically taking factors in the regards to breast cancer, like menstrual history, age, birthing history, as well as family history. And through multiple statistical models, you can delineate a woman's risk of developing breast cancer over the next 5 years, as well as in her lifetime, which essentially is to the age of 90. And then from that risk, there are additional testing that can be performed. We refer to as high-risk screening when women are deemed to be at elevated risk, which is defined as a risk that's greater than 20% in her lifetime.
When she discovered her cancer, she was only 2 months out from her mammogram. And, you know, we've been told that these are life-saving tests, but in this case, it didn't catch this very aggressive cancer. What is the main takeaway there, that even after your mammogram, self-exams are hyper important?
Exams are important, certainly, but really I think the biggest takeaway from her particular situation is the fact that not only did she have a normal mammogram, but she also had negative genetic testing. And people with family histories feel like that genetic testing is kind of the paramount in determining whether they're high risk or not. Genetic testing is just one component of risk assessment. Only about 10% of breast cancers are actually related to genetic predisposition. Most are hereditary or sporadic. So her gynecologist needs to be applauded, actually, for thinking of having the risk assessment performed. At Karmanos, when you have a mammogram done at downtown or in Farmington Hills, that risk assessment is always done. Patients are texted or emailed the questionnaire. The calculations are made, and when somebody is high risk, we actually reach out to them, offer them an appointment at our high-risk clinic. So I think that it's important to get your mammogram. Mammograms are not perfect. Self-exam is not perfect. And when somebody's at higher risk, this additional supplemental imaging, in the case of Olivia Munn, it was a breast MRI, was done to be able to detect a cancer that seemingly was undetected by mammography.
What if there's a woman out there who's 40 years old like me and has never had a mammogram? Is it time?
That's a very debatable question nowadays. Many of the medical societies are recommending women who are not at high risk begin screening at 50. The American Society of Breast Surgeons recommends screening begin at age 40, which has been the standard. So you're asking a surgeon, my perspective on it is I would start your mammography screening now and every year.
Well, that's definitely good advice. I mean, and moving forward, can anyone take the breast cancer risk assessment? I mean, this just has a lot of people talking.
Yeah, risk assessment, there are online tools. So you can go onto the NCI website, for example, and find a risk calculation tool, plug in your numbers and see what the risk is. What was brought up earlier about breast density, that actually does add to risk. And one of the risk models, called the Tyrer-Cusick model, actually takes into account a woman's breast density. So somebody going online and filling out the Tyrer-Cusick risk assessment tool might not really know what their breast density is. There's an actual score or grade of breast density. That's why really the best place, the catch-all, is in mammography, because women are there for screening. If you get the questionnaire ahead of time, you can fill that out. But the breast density component of the screening tool is actually filled in by the staff at mammography. So yes, there are online tools. Some are better than others. But the mere fact that it raises awareness, I think, is important.
Dr. Brown, I don't know how common this is, but men can get breast cancer too, right?
They can, actually. About 1%, 2% of men get breast cancer. It's very uncommon. It does have a strong predilection to having a genetic tie. Mm-hmm. These risk models don't really apply to men because they ask a lot of menstrual history questions, which obviously men don't have. So the awareness, family history, especially family history of male breast cancer is important. Prostate cancer is also genetically linked at times to male breast cancer. So you're absolutely right. Men are not immune.
Just final question, doctor. I always worry that people will read these stories and misinterpret them. And when they see that Olivia Munn didn't get, the mammogram didn't catch this 2 months out, they may say, well, then I'm not going to go to the trouble of getting a mammogram. That's the wrong takeaway from this, isn't it?
Yes, 100%. And that's a great question. And it's very, very common. There's a lot of fears from mammography. Radiation, for example, is another common fear that women have. And the amount of radiation from a mammogram is quite low. You'd have to have thousands to equal the amount of radiation we get from just walking around. Mammography is the gold standard. It picks up things that even breast MRI won't. The reality with Olivia Munn is she may have found this cancer next year when she had her mammogram. So the MRI more likely detected something a little bit earlier because of some of the technologies of breast MRI, not necessarily that the mammogram would have missed it forever.
Doctor, we're talking about it on the air. Hopefully if one woman listens and goes to get a mammogram, then that's a good thing.
Absolutely. And again, the screening done downtown in Farmington Hills, when you go for your mammogram there, this assessment is done every single time.
Thank you so much, Dr. Eric Brown, breast surgeon co-leader, breast cancer multidisciplinary team, Karmanos Cancer Institute. It's a long title. You are certainly an expert in your field. Thank you for joining us.
I appreciate you having me. Have a great morning.
What a gift Karmanos is to this
community. It is.
I know.
We are blessed to have them
here. There are people out there, and for stars like Olivia Munn, for just bringing the conversation because it's a personal thing she went through. But look, we're talking about it today.
And maybe saving lives, God willing.
Yes.
Absolutely.